Good morning, and welcome to Monday Morning Coffee with Liz. Today, our topic is harsh lessons that will make you more successful. Everyone fails in life, and failure can be a crushing experience. The only thing that separates successful people from the rest is how they respond after they fail. When facing obstacles, you have to decide if you're going to let them be the excuse for your failure or if you're going to make them the story behind your success. Robert Allen says, "There is no failure, only feedback." When you adopt the right attitude, failure is a great teacher. Failure interrupts your routine and gives you an opportunity to explore new solutions, but only if you have the right attitude. Some of the best lessons in life are also the toughest to accept and to adopt the right attitude toward. These are the lessons that challenge your flexibility and willingness to learn. When we don't embrace them soon enough, the lessons we learn turn out to be harsh ones. So let's get started. The first step is always the hardest. When you want to achieve something important, that first step is inevitably going to be daunting, even frightening. When you dare to make that first move, anxiety and fear dissipate in the name of action. People that dive headfirst into taking that brutal first step aren't any stronger than the rest of us. They've simply learned that it yields great results. They know that the pain of getting started is inevitable and that procrastination only prolongs their suffering. Good things take time. Success, above all, requires time and effort. Author Malcolm Gladwell suggested that mastery of anything requires 10,000 hours of tireless focus. 10,000 hours. Many successful people would agree. Consider Henry Ford, whose first two automobile businesses failed before he started Ford at the age of 45. When you finally do succeed, you realize that the journey was the best part of it. Being busy does not equal being productive. Look at everyone around you. They all seem so busy, running from meeting to meeting, firing off emails. Yet how many of them are really producing, really succeeding at a high level? Success does not come from movement and activity. It comes from focus, from ensuring that your time is used efficiently and productively. You get that same number of hours in a day as everyone else does, so use yours wisely. After all, you're the product of your output, not your effort. Make certain your efforts are dedicated to tasks that get results. You will always have less control than you want. There are too many extenuating circumstances in life to control every outcome. You can, however, control how you react to things that are out of your control. Your reaction is what transforms a mistake into a learning experience and ensures that a victory doesn't send your ego through the roof. You can't win every battle, but with the right attitude, you can certainly win the war. You're only as good as those you associate with. You should strive to surround yourself with people who inspire you, people who make you want to be better. And you probably do, but what about the people who drag you down? Why do you allow them to be part of your life? Anyone who makes you feel worthless, anxious, or uninspired is wasting your time and quite possibly making you more like them. Life is too short to associate with people like this. Cut them loose. Your self-worth must come from within. When your sense of pleasure and satisfaction are derived from comparing yourself with others, you are no longer the master of your own destiny. When you feel good about something that you've done, don't allow anyone's opinions or accomplishments to take that away from you. While it's impossible to turn off your reactions to what others think of you, You don't have to compare yourself with others, and you can always take people's opinion with a grain of salt. Not everyone will support you. In fact, most people won't. Some people will inundate you with negativity, passive-aggressive, anger, or jealousy, but none of this matters. Because as Dr. Seuss says, those that matter don't mind, and those that mind don't matter. We can't possibly get supported from everyone, and we can definitely can't spend our time and energy trying to win over the people who don't support us. Letting go of the opinions of people who don't matter frees up time and energy and the people and things that do. Fear is the number one source of regret. When all is said and done, you will lament the chances you didn't take far more than you will your failures. Don't be afraid to take risks. I often hear people say, "What's the worst thing that can happen to you? Will it kill you?" Yet, death isn't the worst thing that can happen to you. The worst thing that can happen to you is allowing yourself to die inside while you're actually still alive. Thanks for joining me this Monday morning for Monday Morning Coffee with Liz, and make it a great day.